Okay, so today I'm going to talk about business. I'm always getting people saying, okay, go back to business stuff, go back to business stuff. So I'm going to kind of keep it real easy and I'm going to talk about all of our entrepreneurs out there. Now, we all feel like we're handcuffed as a business owner or an entrepreneur, and we just can't seem to put all the right pieces together. And that's why we're looking on all these different forums for answers. And we think that there's some magic potion that comes with it. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about here. I mean, you have a great idea for a product or service, and that's what you're going to sell, and you see the vision and you're passionate about it, and that's great. You have to have that. And you do know exactly what you need to do. And you feel that this product or service is going to change the world. Okay? And then all of a sudden you're stuck. It's like hitting a brick wall, doing 150 miles an hour in a car. Okay? Now, despite all the awesome knowledge and training that you might have and things like that, you start to realize that all of that training and knowledge, it never taught you how to take one of those single lessons or that knowledge kind of side of things or coaching, let's say, and how to turn it into a business. And that's the problem that I deal with every day with everybody that I consult with. And of course, you become an expert and you're good at what you do. And it doesn't matter what it is, product service wise. I mean, you can be a coach or a consultant or have a physical product or whatever, but you don't have any clients to show for it with all that knowledge and everything that you have and that amazing product. Now, a lot of people create things. They create products, they create webinars or programs or whatever, and then they sit there and throw it out there and pray to God that something's going to come in, or they spend all day networking and hunting for so-called leads on social media, or they post what it is on their website, and it's a continuous waiting game. There's no results. And first and foremost, I have to say, when I said hunting for leads, leads are so different than sales. Okay? First thing you have to understand, there are marketing companies out there and different people that you can work with that'll say, okay, I'll generate you leads. I'll generate more leads. I'll get you new leads. I'll get you email subscribers. I'll get you more likes on Facebook and Instagram and all this other stuff. Those are leads. Leads are not sales, first and foremost. Okay? Remember that. Leads are not sales. Leads don't pay the bills. Okay? You need firm sales. Okay? Now, there's a million reasons, but I'm going to try to narrow it down why people can't sell their products and their services. They don't know how to generate enough new clients, the majority of businesses. And this is businesses, when I say businesses, I'm talking about people that have been around for a long time as well. I mean, the world changes. The clients change, the customer avatar, everything changes. And if you're not generating enough people and new sales and new business prospects, okay, then you're going to fail. And a lot of people end up buying, marketing packages or prospect lists or something. And they never convert. It's not something that converts. It eats up all your profit when you look at it like that. I mean, when you're marketing to the wrong people, you're spending dollars. And the dollars, there's no return on investment or ROI. And it's like a catch-22, and it kills the majority of businesses. I mean, you need clients, new clients, so you can generate money and capital for your business. But you have to be able to spend enough money in the right place. Okay? And it's not necessarily advertising, and it's not necessarily social media, it's not necessarily marketing. It's about being able to take your product or your service that you feel, like I said, you have this great product that you sell. You have the vision. You know exactly what you need to do, and you know that the thing is going to change the world, and then all of a sudden you're stuck. You're stuck because of the influence that you're surrounded by nowadays, where you see the slick new product, the shiny new object syndrome. I've been around for 25 years, operating globally, with multiple businesses, things like that. And I can assure you, marketing has not changed. Marketing is getting new asses in the door that are going to buy. It's not about getting new asses that are leads or business leads or any of that. There's no profit in a lead. There's only profit in a sale. And everybody, I don't care what you're selling, what you do as you're listening to this, the only thing you're concerned about is sales and revenue. That's it. How it happens is where we start to get out of control. So what happens is we hear that somebody's going to do this for us and somebody's able to do this for us. And the next thing we know, we try three or four people in that arena, if you will. Let's say social media marketing or something. And you try a few different people and you get the same result over and over and over again. They're going to take your money. Now, the first thing that you have to do is this, and I call it multiply by two. And what I mean by multiply by two is if you've been around for 5 years, then if you're not listening to someone and taking advice and working with people that have been around at least 10 years, times two what you've been doing, you're screwed. What do they know? They don't know anything. They haven't been around long enough to understand it. Okay? Now, when you take me and my business and my long game, if you will, multiply me by two, that's 50 years. Would you rather learn from somebody that has that kind of experience, or would you rather learn from the newest fad that just repeats and it doesn't work in the first place? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And it's all about expectations, okay? Now, if you are a company that has been around for 20 years or 30 years or 50 years or something like that, what do you have, where you're putting it out there, where you're going to learn from somebody that doesn't have that kind of experience or that longevity? It just makes no sense. You have to deal with people that have been there and done it, and people that have a full understanding of the way business works and how it changes. I mean, as business people, entrepreneurs, Fortune 500 companies, it doesn't matter what it is. That's why we have these things in our head, that great idea for that new product, that new service, that new course, anything. And we have the vision. That's what we do every day. And we get attached to it. We don't look at it from the outside and see it clearly. And the expectations. I mean, that's the first thing that we have to do. Now, you can sit there and spend money all day long advertising and trying to advertise and do whatever, but if you don't understand who you're advertising to, you're screwed. Okay? Now, again, it goes back to clients change, clients don't exist any longer, they retired, they've gone bankrupt, they've done all kinds of things. Okay? So the whole thing is, that is by keeping up with your customer persona, or what I call customer avatar, to where you have to do it quarterly at a minimum. Okay? And the larger you are and the more products you have to have a specific avatar for each of those people and that audience that you're selling to. Because without it, you can't create any type of marketing or branding or pitch or tell your salespeople to go out and sell it. For this, that, and the other reason, people don't care about features. They care about benefits. And what I mean by that is, how does it benefit them? What are the benefits? Is it going to cut your time in half? Is it going to make your life easy? Is it going to help you retire? All the things that people care about. Features, selling features, that's what everybody does. they'll put a product up there or a service, and they'll say, okay, this is what this is, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. It doesn't resonate. There's no benefit to having it. You got to create the demand. You have to create the urgency, and you have to create it now. Because, like I said, the world is ever-changing, ever-evolving, and that's the whole deal. And every time we're incorporating and implementing new products that we feel that are, like we talked about here, the best thing in the world, the vision's there, exactly who and what we want to do with everything, and this product or service is going to change the world, and then we're stuck. We're stuck because we're not doing it the right way. We have too many people that we're listening to. We're influenced by too many things that are not relevant. And I assure you people, everybody that's listening here, if you do any thinking whatsoever, you're going to come back and agree with me when I say marketing has not changed. Business has not changed. Our influence and our perception of it has changed big time.